It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators, AAA affiliate of the Oakland A's. It is game three of a six-game series. Well, we're hoping to play tonight. We think we're going to play tonight. We are not going to play on time tonight. It is raining here at Cheney Stadium. The tarp is on the field, but the field's in good shape underneath that tarp. In fact, they did all the pregame work and the chalking of the lines and preparation of the infield and all that prior to putting the tarp out because it's raining around 6 o'clock today. So they were ready for it. The grounds crew was ready for it. And we're hoping that it's going to stop here. And the radar shows that it's going to stop here perhaps as soon as 7:30, maybe a bit after that. We'll see. But definitely going to have a rain delay before first pitch today. But we are planning on playing baseball tonight here in Tacoma. Well, the Red Ears and Aviators have split the first two games of this series. The Red Ears won the opener on Tuesday 7-2, hitting a couple of three-run homers and getting great pitching. Yesterday they got great pitching again, but not much in the way of offense. And Vegas won the game 3-1, scoring two runs in the top of the ninth inning on two-out bloop hits. And the Red Ears had just four hits yesterday and only one extra base hit as they were shut down by Las Vegas ace Jared Koenig. So we'll see if the Red Ears offense can bounce back today and get some run support for starting pitcher Connor Wade. Wade, the reigning Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week. He won the award last week when he tossed six scoreless innings in Sacramento, giving up only two hits. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears. He's 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. Las Vegas is set to start Adam Aller, and Aller has bounced back and forth between AAA and the big leagues with the Oakland A's this season. And while in Las Vegas, he has been outstanding in just three starts, 2-0 with a 1.38 ERA. Adam Aller on the hill for Las Vegas and Connor Wade for the Red Ears. Tacoma and Vegas, we're hoping to have baseball for you. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 863.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Red Ears taking on the Las Vegas Aviators tonight, game three of a six-game series. We will be starting in a rain delay. We're waiting for the rain to stop here in Tacoma. We think it's going to. Tarp is on the field, and just got to wait this one out a bit. Two teams are ready to go. The Red Ears been playing much better baseball of late. Despite yesterday's loss, they have won four of the last six overall. And Tacoma's starting pitching has been particularly strong. The Raiders' starters, their starting pitchers in the last six games, have allowed just four runs total in the six games, delivering 31 and a third innings on the hill during that time. So averaging slightly over five innings per start and allowing less than a run per start. So Tacoba's starters have been outstanding, and that's one of the key reasons why the Raiders have won four of the last six games. Roster moves today. There was one, a late one, and kind of unexpected, I thought. The Mariners, who are not playing today, have optioned reliever Drew Steckenrider tonight's game, but he'll get here soon, maybe as quickly as tomorrow. We'll see. But Steckenrider is on his way to join the Raiders bullpen. Steckenrider struggled in his recent outings in the big league, so I'm sure the organization is hoping that a little time in AAA will get things straightened out for him. Drew Steckenrider on his way to joining the Tacoma Raiders. Well, when we come back on the Raiders pregame show, we'll get to the starting lineups right after this.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First, for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, they are 23-21 on the season. AAA affiliate of the Oakland A's. Their manager is Fran Reardon. Leading off for Vegas, playing short second, is center fielder Billy McKinney. Hitting third, the third baseman Vime Almachine. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Matt Davidson. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Austin Allen. Hitting sixth is second baseman Nate Mondu. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jonah Bride. Hitting eighth and playing right field is Vince Fernandez. And batting ninth, left fielder, Dalton Kelly. On the mound for Las Vegas is right-hander Adam Aller. Aller is 2-0 with a 1.38 ERA. Well, the Raiders are 16-28 on the season. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Eric Mejia today. Mejia is playing third base. Batting second is second baseman Mason McCoy. Hitting third, the center fielder Jared Kelnick. In the cleanup spot, catching today, Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth is designated hitter Zach Green. Hitting sixth and playing first base for his first time is Andrew Knapp. Batting seventh, the left fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Alex Blandino. And batting ninth, right fielder Miguel Perez. On the mound for the Red Ears, Connor Wade. Wade's 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. Our umpires are Ben Phillips behind the plate. Brian Walsh, the crew chief, is at first base, and Jose Navas is at third. Well, we're not going to start on time, although the grounds crew has emerged, and they are starting to soak up some of the water that's on the tarp, and wheelbarrows are out, and work is being done. There's a giant squeegee. They are trying to get the tarp prepared so it can be pulled, as they believe the rain is going to stop soon. It has lightened up quite a bit, and we are hoping to get this game started sometime in the 7:30 to 7:45 range. That's the hope right now if the weather report holds true and the rain does indeed stop and nothing pops up and gets us. So that's the plan. We are in a rain delay to start this game. Thanks for listening to the pregame show. We're going to go ahead and go to our rain delay music. And when the game's ready to start, the action for you. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. We'll talk to you, hopefully, at the bottom of this hour.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Baseball is currently in a rain delay.
Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Thank you.
Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay.
Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Thank you. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay.
Thank you.
Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start after a rain delay of approximately 41 minutes. We are going to have the first pitch here at Cheney Stadium. Let's review the starting lineups for the Aviators. They're going to lead off with Nick Allen at shortstop. Billy McKinney hits second. He is in center field. Hitting third, third baseman Vimeo Machine. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Matt Davidson. Austin Allen hits fifth. He does the catching. Hitting sixth, second baseman Nate Mondu. Batting seventh, first baseman Jonah Bride. Hitting eighth, the right fielder Vince Fernandez. And batting ninth, left fielder Dalton Kelly. And their pitcher will be Adam Aller. The Rainiers have taken the field. Eric Mejia leads off at third base. Mason McCoy bats second at second base. Jared Keldick hits third. He's in left field. The cleanup hitter is Brian O'Keefe. He catches. Hitting fifth, designated hitter Zach Green. Batting sixth, the first baseman Andrew Knapp. Hitting seventh, center fielder Marcus Wilson. Batting eighth, the shortstop Alex Blandino. And hitting ninth, right fielder Miguel Perez. On the mound, having finished his warm-up pitches, is the right-hander Connor Wade. And here we go. His first pitch of the game to Nick Gallen is in there for a called strike, and we are underway at Cheney Stadium. 62 degrees, our game time temperature, as the next pitch is outside for a ball. And officially a 43-minute rain delay. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming to Allen, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Allen's hitting 240 in the PCL this year. He has been in the big leagues with Oakland this season as well. The Aviator shortstop, right-hand hitter, Wade with his 1-2 pitch, and it is outside and low. Two balls, two strikes. Connor Wade, the reigning Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Week, won the award last week. As now the 2-2 pitch is popped up on the left side and out to catch. Ryan O'Keefe gloves it to about 25 feet up the third baseline in fair territory, and there's the first out of the ballgame. Nick Allen pops up to the catcher, and now Billy McKinney will be the hitter. Well, McKinney has been problem number one for the Red Ears in this series, which has been a split so far. Each team has won one game. But McKinney has not made an out yet. And the pitch to him is up high for a ball. He has started both games for Las Vegas. He has reached base in every plate appearance. He's 3-for-3 with 5 walks. And 2 of his 3 hits have been homers. The 1-0 to McKinney is bounced to the right side. This might be an out. It's slowly hit, and it is not an out. The shortstop, Blandino, move it across to try to barehand and pick it up and throw to first, and he could not get McKinney. He couldn't pick it cleanly. The ball was hit so slowly. Just a slow-motion chopper, and the right ears were shifted. The second baseman was playing extremely deep, so the shortstop had to come across, try to do a barehand pick and throw to first. Couldn't get him, and McKinney is so hot right now that he gets a hit out of that. And now VML Machine is the batter. And Wade's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Machine, left-hand hitter, hitting 289 with 2 homers, 24 runs batted in. Connor Wade in his last outing faced Sacramento on Friday night. Sears a bouncer foul. And in that game, he went 6 scoreless innings of 2-hit ball, allowed just 2 singles, didn't walk anybody, struck out 6. The Red Ears bullpen finished up the shutout as Tacoma won that ballgame 2-0. No one even reached second base against Wade in that game. Here's a swing and a one-hopper to first. Knapp fields it, touches the bag for 1, throw to second, and they get the tag on McKinney, who did not slide. He went in standing up, and Blandino put the tag on him to complete the double play. Score? And the Aviators do not score in the top of the first. They had a hit, and there was no one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Vegas nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Ooh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Vegas did not score in the top of the first, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Eric Mejia, Mason McCoy, and Jared Kelnick, the top three in the Rainiers lineup. And today they're facing right-hander Adam Oller. O-L-L-E-R, Oller. He's made three starts for Vegas this season, and he's also pitched in four major league games for the Oakland A's this season. And back on April 12th at Tampa Bay. Oller, one of the players that the Oakland A's acquired when they traded Chris Bassitt to the New York Mets. Eric Mejia stands in, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Mejia hitting 252 with seven homers and 25 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch is up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Mejia has reached base safely in his last seven games. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. We'll be hoping for some early offense from the Rainiers today. Tacoma yesterday had just one run on four hits and didn't score until the eighth inning. But, you know, Vegas wasn't really scoring either. Sears went in for a strike to Mejia. That game was 1-1 going to the ninth last night. And then Vegas had some bloop hits fall in and ended up scoring two runs in the top of the ninth. 2-2 to Mejia, fouled back, still 2-2. Adam Oller, first year in the PCL. He pitched in the International League last year with Syracuse. Now the 2-2 pitch is outside for a ball, full count 3-2. Nice crowd in terms of people who stuck it out through the rain and came to the park anyway today. Sears the 3-2 inside, ball four, and Mejia heads down to first base. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. When you play outdoor baseball in the Pacific Northwest, rain is just a factor you have to deal with. And we had a rain delay of 43 minutes prior to the first pitch tonight. Here's McCoy, hitting right-hand hitting infielder. Mejia with his lead at first. He's a good base dealer. And the pitch is a fastball up and away, ball one. Mejia 9 out of 10 in his stolen base attempts this season. Here comes the 1-0 on its way from Oller. And it is swung on and lined into right field. Vince Fernandez on the move, racing towards the line. He reaches out and makes the catch for the first out in the bottom of the first inning. So McCoy lines out to right. One away. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick hitting 235 in eight games since being optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch is swung on it, bounced to first on one hop, but Jonah Bride fields it, goes to the shortstop for one. Relay back to first is not in time. But Mejia is forced out at second base. 3-6 on the play. Actually, it was 3-5 on the play with the shift on. The third baseman machine had the pivot at second base. And he's talking about it with Mejia as Mejia jogs off the field. So here's Brian O'Keefe. And the pitch to the Rainiers cleanup man is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe got a late start to his season because of a broken hamate bone, but he's now played in 15 games, and he's hitting 314 with two homers. Six runs batted in. Yeah, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled away. 1-1 the count. So an even count return and a throw to first base by Aller, and back in safely is Kelnick. Being held on by Bride. Up the middle for Vegas, Mondu at second, Allen at short, and Machine the third baseman. Here's the 1-1, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Outfield is Dalton Kelly in left field, Billy McKinney in center, and Vince Fernandez in right. Adam Aller on the hill, working with catcher Austin Allen. Aller is set. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way, and the runner goes. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second is not in time. Kelnick swipes second base. Jared Kelnick with his first steal as a member of the Red Ears this year. He had four with the Mariners prior to being optioned. So Kelnick has Tacoma's league-leading 69th stolen base of the season. Now, light rain is starting to fall. Next pitch to O'Keefe is outside for a ball. Full count now, 3-2. So, three balls, two strikes. And Aller with his pitch. And it's swung on and fouled away. Still 3-2. Right, here's looking for a clutch hit here with two outs. Kelnick leads from second. Three balls, two strikes. Zach Green on deck. The payoff pitch is swung on and fouled back again. O'Keefe fouled it straight back to the screen. And it is still three balls, two strikes. Got gray clouds overhead, of course, with this weather and a gentle breeze blowing out toward. Not cold, though. Here's the 3-2, and it is fouled back again. This is quite a battle here from O'Keefe facing Adam Aller in the first. Once again, the 3-2 pitch is high, ball four, and O'Keefe ends up earning that walk. He heads down to first base. So there are two on with two out for Zach Green. And now the Red Ears have men on for their top power hitter and top RBI man. Green hitting 252 with nine homers and 30 runs batted in. So that was a 10-pitch walk for Adam Aller. And O'Keefe earning it on the 10th pitch. His ears a foul tip by Green for strike one. Green had one of the Red Ears' four hits yesterday and drove in the only run with an RBI double in the eighth. Here's the pitch. And it is up high for a ball, 1-1. So an even count to Zach Green. Here comes the 1-1. And it is swung on and lined past the diving Allen and into left center, a base hit. Around third is Kelnick. He's going to score. Taking third is O'Keefe. It's an RBI single for Zach. Get a big two-out hit, and they're on the scoreboard in the bottom of the first inning. Zach Green with the RBI single to left center. And Andrew Knapp is going to try to continue it now. His switch hitting Knapp will bat left-handed against Adam Aller. Knapp's 1-for-9 in his three games since being acquired by the Mariners and assigned to Tacoma. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. They'll want to know the count. Next pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards left. Backing up is Dalton Kelly, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Knapp flies out to left, but the Red Raiders get on the board. They score a run on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Las Vegas nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare.
If you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Raiders lead 1-0 after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Connor Wade on the mound. He tossed a scoreless first. Faced just three hitters, allowed a single, and got a double play ball. So Matt Davidson, the cleanup hitter for Las Vegas, is going to lead things off in the second. Davidson, between two teams in this league this year, is hitting .293 with 10 homers, and he takes the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. If you are watching this on MILB TV and you're wondering what in the world the Rainiers are wearing today, I'll explain. Here's a grounder to short, and this is fielded by Blandino to throw to first, and they get Matt Davidson one away in the top of the second inning. These Rainiers jerseys they're wearing today are specialty jerseys here on Tacoma Public Schools night. And these jerseys were designed by a student in the Tacoma Public School District. Brooklyn Bolachala, if I'm saying that right, probably not, and I apologize. Here's one outside to Allen. But she's an eighth grader at Mason Middle School, and she won the contest designing the jerseys. And the Rainiers are wearing them today, and they're going to be auctioned off after the game to raise money for Tacoma Public Schools. So now the count's 2-0 to Austin Allen, and the pitch from Connor Wade is taken outside for a ball, 3-0. A tie-dye look to them. Here's one in for a strike. Lots of bright colors, yellows and oranges and reds, primarily red. As now the swing and a foul by Allen, but then on the front of the jerseys, there's a Rainier's design. So now here's the 3-2, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Wade fans Austin Allen with a changeup. And there's his first strikeout of the game, two down. And now Nate Mondu, the local product for Las Vegas, is the batter. He's just getting over a hamstring problem. And this is his first game in a couple weeks. And the pitch to Mondu is inside for a ball. Mondu is from Lake Taps, but attended high school here in town at Charles Wright Academy. Now playing AAA ball in the A's system. He fouls one off, 1-1. His last game was on May 13th. So 13 days he has had between appearances. Now a swing and a foul again by Mondu, who's hitting 305 in 24 games this season. The 1-2, inside with a fastball, two balls, two strikes. And now a pop up on the first base side and in foul ground. Underneath it is Knapp, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the second inning. Connor Wade sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom, nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
One nothing right here is with the early lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Wilson leads things off, and the pitch to Marcus Wilson is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Adam Aller walked two in the first inning. That set up the Red Ears run. Zach Green had a man in scoring. Wilson strokes the next pitch on one hop right to the shortstop, and Nick Allen fields it and throws out Marcus at first base. Two pitches, one out in the bottom of the second inning. And now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. Blandino in his eighth game since joining the Rainiers. And he takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Blandino got his first hit on Tuesday in 20 at-bats with his new team, but he's walked six times, so he's actually been on base quite a bit. He swings and misses the next pitch, and the count's even, 1-1. Blandino steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there, ready to hit again. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Yeah, this one is fouled away. 2-2. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to third. Backhand pickup there by Machine. Long throw to first in time to get Blandino. And two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring Miguel Perez to the plate. Perez hitting in the number nine spot. 2-for-17 with the Red Ears, including one really big hit, a three-run homer that helped the Red Ears beat Reno on the last homestand. And he fouls off the first pitch there, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now Alder with a 1-2, and it's a swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. It gets away from the catcher, Allen. Perez is hustling to first. The throw over there is in time for the out. They got Perez trying to reach when a swinging strike three got away from the catcher, Austin Allen. So that's the final out of the inning and the first strikeout for Alder today as he sets down the side in order of the second. We head to the third inning. It is Tacoma 1, Las Vegas nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
1-0 right here as we go to the third inning, and Connor Wade's first pitch to Jonah Bride is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Just the third inning here as we had a late start due to rain. Here's one inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 is looped out into shallow right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Tight to the line, and Bride bloops in another one. That was eerily similar to his game-winning hit in the top of the ninth inning last night. Just a flare down the right field line that no one could reach. His hit yesterday was nearly caught by two players. Both Evan White and Miguel Perez made diving attempts at his ninth inning two-out flare yesterday. Neither got it. The two of them collided and were down for a while, and it went for a game-winning two-run double. Here's a liner to right, and Perez fields it on one hop and fires it back in. Bride stops at second. Vince Fernandez, first pitch swinging, has a single to right. And Vegas is threatening now with runners at first and second and nobody out. And both Perez and Evan White eventually, we're fine after colliding yesterday. White on a rehab assignment with a scheduled day off today. Here's the pitch to Kelly, and it is a little off the plate. Ball one. Well, Wade in a little jam here. Let's see if he can figure a way out of this. Here's his 1-0 pitch, and it is taken down and in for a ball. Wade is from Scottsdale, Arizona, and went to college at the University of Arizona. Originally drafted by the Rockies in 2013, a seventh-round pick. 2-0 pitch in there for a called strike. And Wade topped out at Double-A in the Rockies system. They let him go. He had to pitch in an independent league. And is now a swing and a miss by Kelly. This was in 2018. In the start of the 2019 season, he was in an independent league. Finished up with the Red Sox, though, who signed him out of there and had him in Double-A in 2019 in the second half of the season. Now here's a swing and a high fly to right, and it's deep. Perez is back at the track, at the fence, but it is gone. A three-run home run for Dalton Kelly, and Las Vegas takes the lead here at the top of the third inning. It is 3-1. Kelly pulls one out of here to right field, his fourth homer of the year, and he's up to 20 runs batted in as Kelly yanks one out. Pitch that just got too much of the heart of the plate there. So the lineup misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Last year, Wade was deployed as both a starter and a reliever for the Baltimore Orioles AAA club, Norfolk. Here's one that misses for a ball, 1-2. And in late June last season, he got the call to the big leagues for the first time in his career. 1-2 pitch is fouled away, still 1-2. And Wade ended up pitching in seven innings as a multiple inning reliever for Baltimore last summer. Now the 1-2 is a called strike, three at the knees, and down goes Nick Allen, and there is the first out at the top of the third inning. Strikeout number two for Connor Wade. And now Billy McKinney is the hitter. Now a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Now the 0-1. Called a strike. 0-2 the count. Now, this one misses, and it's 1-2. Now, chopper to the right side, and who flips it to Wade covering first for the putout, and two men are gone in the third. So McKinney bounces out to the first baseman, and now he really does make an out for the first time in this series. He is now 4-for-5 with 5 walks. The old 900 on base percentage. Now the pitch in for a strike to Machine. It's 0-1. Next pitch over for a called strike, 0-2, and Wade is ahead of Machine. O-2 pitch way up and outside. And now swinging a high fly towards center. Back a few steps is Marcus Wilson. He's under it, and he makes the catch. As that was Kelnick, actually, in center field making the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. Three runs at the top of the third for Vegas on three hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Vegas 3, Tecumseh 1.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Rainier Commutacini Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecumseh Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the third. Right here's trailing 3-1. Eric Mejia leads off the inning. Swings at the first pitch. It's a grounder to second. It's juggled by Mondu. And then his throw to first pulls Bride off the bag. And Mejia is safe. So he reaches swinging at the first pitch of the inning. He hit a sharp grounder to Mondu, who juggled it. Picked it up. Had time to throw him out. But his throw pulled Jonah Bride off the bag. And Mondu's going to get hit with an error. So an error on the second baseman. The Red Ears have the leadoff man aboard, and now Mason McCoy stands in. Adam Aller on the hill, and his pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. McCoy lined out to right field his first time up. He's 0-1. Next pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Aller now ready. Here's his 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. And that is strike two. 93 on the radar gun on that fastball from Adam Aller. So a ball and two strikes to McCoy. And the pitch is up high. Another heater. Two balls, two strikes. Now Aller's ready. The 2-2 pitch is outside, ball three. Full count. Aller's in his first year in the A system. As mentioned, he was traded for Chris Bassett. And that deal was right after the players and owners settled and the lockout ended. It was March 12th, right around the start of spring training. Now a toss to first, and back in safely is Mejia. Prior to the season, Aller was ranked as one of the New York Mets' top 20 prospects, and then he got traded. So now the runner goes, pitches outside, ball four, and McCoy draws a walk. Mejia takes second, and Tacoma has two on with nobody out, and Kelnick coming to the plate. Kelnick reached on a fielder's choice and stole a base and scored a run in the first inning. Now the pitch to Kelnick is swung on and lined into left, and that's a base hit. And coming to third is Mejia. He's just going to stop there. And the Raiders have loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning for Brian O'Keefe. So Kelnick goes the other way. Just kind of serves that pitch into left field for a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Raiders. And they're loaded up for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe walked in the first. Aller is ready in the pitch, is swung on and looped up the middle along the ground, picked up by the shortstop Allen. He touches second for one and throws to first for two, a double play. Mejia does score, and taking third is McCoy, but two outs are recorded on the play. It is now Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2, and there's a runner at third with two outs. No RBI. Credited to O'Keefe. You don't get one when you bring a run home by hitting into a double play. So a runner at third, two outs, and the pitch to Zach Green misses for a ball, 1-0. Green had a two-out RBI single in the first inning. Rainiers would like to see him do that again. The 1-0. High. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Swung on and fouled away. 2-1. Adam Aller was a Pirates draft during state. This was in 2016. He was a 20th round pick. He pitched three seasons in the low minors in the Pirates system, got released, did a year in the Independent Frontier League, and then was signed by the Giants. Here's a swing and a foul back. And in 2019, he pitched well and in low A ball, and he was an older guy there at age 24. The Mets selected him in the minor league Rule 5 draft, and he started to work his way up the ladder with the Mets last year after sitting out 2020 just like everyone else during the COVID year. Here's the next pitch, and it's a called strike three, and down goes Green, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. The Raiders score the one run, an unearned run to Aller on one hit. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
We go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2. And Matt Davidson will start things off for the Aviators against Red Deer starter Connor Wade here in the fourth. And Wade's pitch is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Davidson grounded out to shortstop his first time up. He's 0-1. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in last night's games. So now the 2-0 is outside, ball three. Now Wade with the 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball four, a four-pitch walk to Davidson leading off the fourth inning. First walk of this game for Connor Wade. And that's the first batter he has walked since May 13th when he walked two Reno Aces. Pitch to Austin Allen is swung on and fouled back. All right, last night in the league, Salt Lake beat Sacramento 5-1 at Sacramento. Matt Theis for Salt Lake hit a 460-foot three-run homer in the first inning off the Rivercats starter, Reynel Espinal. Here's a swing and a high fly towards right center, and Kelnick is there, and the second man is out at the top of the fourth inning. Allen retired, and now Nate Mondu will be the batter. Salt Lake starter Jake Kalish went six scoreless innings, giving up just two hits, struck out seven. He is the first five-game winner in the league, 5-1 with a 1.60 ERA. Got enough innings to qualify for the league lead with his start yesterday. So here's a pitch outside to Mondu. Now the 1-0 hit of the air to left field, and Marcus Wilson's under this one, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. So Mondu flies out to Marcus Wilson in left. And now Jonah Bride will be the batter. Round Rock defeated Albuquerque 7-2 at Albuquerque. Good pitching performance from the Texas Rangers pitching prospect Cole Wynn, who allowed one run in six innings and struck out nine. It's tough to do at Albuquerque. So here's one in there for a strike to Bride. Zach Rex is with Round Rock this year. He had three hits, a homer, and two runs batted in. And Willie Calhoun also went deep for the Express. Now a swing and a fly to left. This one's pretty deep. Wilson's back at the track. Looking up, it is gone. Jonah Bride has just hit his first Triple-A home run. A two-run shot to left field, and the Aviators open it up once again. They now lead 5-2. So Jonah Bride pulls a two-run homer to left field. His first two hits for Las Vegas were little bloopers down the right field line. This was not. This was a two-run homer yanked to left field. Now Vince Fernandez will be the batter. Wade into his motion in the pitch. And also yesterday, Reno and Oklahoma City got rained out in Oklahoma City. They're playing two today. And then there was a wild one in El Paso. So here's a swing and a miss, strike two. El Paso was trailing Sugarland 8-7 going to the bottom of the seventh inning. High scoring back and forth game. And then in the bottom of the seventh, El Paso scored 9 runs. Here's a foul tip by Fernandez. They hung a 9 on the board in the seventh inning and won the game 16-8. Matt Beattie, the former Dodger, now with El Paso, just his second game with the club, was 4-for-5 with a homer, 4 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. Next pitch is a called strike 3 to Fernandez, and that closes out the top of the fourth. Connor Wade has his third strikeout of the night. But Vegas scores 2 more runs on the Jonah Bride homer. It was the only hit, and no one was left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over
Indeed
here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Andrew Knapp, Marcus Wilson, and Alex Blandino to bat here at the bottom of the fourth inning. And the pitch to Knapp is taken down and in for a ball. Adam Aller on the hill for Vegas. Right-hander. Into his motion, and the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 1-1. Rainier's entered play today, 16-28 on the year. 8 games behind first place Salt Lake in the West. Sears one up high for a ball. Salt Lake in first, Vegas 1 game back, and Reno 1.5 back. They've got 3 teams within a game and a half of first place in the West right now. 2-1 pitch is fouled off on the third base side. And then Sacramento's only 3 games back, and then the Rainiers 8 back. Two and two, the count to Knapp. Aller with his pitch, and it is swung on and grounded to the left side, and Machine, the third baseman, has it, and he throws to first and gets Knapp. And one man is out at the bottom of the fourth inning. So Andrew Knapp grounds out to the third baseman. And now Marcus Wilson will be the hitter. Wilson grounded to shortstop. No Mariner game tonight. They are off. They need it. Take that day off. Enjoy it. They'll be back at it tomorrow. Here's a breaking ball for a strike. The Houston Astros are in town for the opener of a 3-game series tomorrow night at T-Mobile Park. And Justin Verlander's on the mound for the Astros tomorrow. Now a swing and a miss by Wilson, and there's strike 2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's grounded up the middle, and the second baseman, Mondu, is playing there, and he fields it and throws out Wilson at first base, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wilson grounds out to the second baseman. Alex Blandino is now the batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball, called a strike. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Oh, there's 0-2 pitch inside with a slider. One ball, two strikes. Now breaking ball is over for a called strike three. Blandino goes down looking, and the Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the fourth inning. That strikeout, and the Red Ears are retired. We head to the fifth inning with the score, Las Vegas 5, Tecumseh 2.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We head to the fifth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tecumseh 2. Connor Wade's first pitch to Dalton Kelly is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. And it is grounded to first on two hops, fielded by Knapp. He flips it to the pitcher covering in time for the out, one away at the top of the fifth inning. Vegas has been a run homer and a two-run homer in this game. The three-run homer was hit by Kelly in the third, and it was Jonah Bride with the two-run homer in the fourth. First Triple-A homer for Bride. Here's the pitch to Allen, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. Outside and low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Called a strike, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Inside, ball three. Wade has issued one walk in this game. He's going to now have a conversation with catcher Brian O'Keefe, who calls time and goes to the mound to talk to Wade for a moment. Three balls, one strike, the count. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him. Nick Allen hit by the pitch, so he heads down to first base. And now Billy McKinney will be the batter. He's one for two. And now walking out to the mound is the Red Ears pitching coach, Alon Leishman. And the Red Ears have activity in the bullpen for the first time today with a left-hander loosening up. Speaking of the bullpen, we had a roster move today. Discussed this in the pregame before the rain delay, so I'll forgive you for missing it. But the Mariners made a roster move today. They optioned Drew Steckenrider to Tacoma. So Steckenrider is going to join the Red Ears bullpen. The Mariners did not make a corresponding move as they're not playing today. They play tomorrow, so they will presumably have a corresponding move tomorrow in which I guess they're going to call up a Tacoma player to replace Steckenrider. Well, here we go. McKinney stands in the pitch is hit high in the air down the right field line. It hooks and goes foul and lands in the Las Vegas bullpen down the right field line. So 0-1 the count to Billy McKinney with a runner at first and one away. Now the 0-1 is fouled back, and the count goes to 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. No, a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in safely is Allen. Now the 0-2 with the runner going. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw to second in time. And they got him. The strike him out. Throw him out to double play. As the tag was applied by Blandino, the shortstop, who gets up a little awkwardly. And he's holding his left side. But he made the tag. And they put out Nick Allen, who is the old strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. That closes out the top of the fifth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The bottom of the fifth inning, Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. First pitch to Miguel Perez. Leading off the inning is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Adam Aller, the Vegas starter, has retired the last five batters he has faced. 0-1 pitch to Perez is in for a called strike. 0-2 now. So no balls, two strikes to Perez. To the plate, and the 0-2 is up and in with a fastball. 1-2. And the 1-2 delivery swung on and chopped foul on the third base side past Zach Vincy in the third base coach's box. Still 1-2. Three games left in this homestand. We've got Friday night fireworks tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch, fireworks after the game. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way to Perez. There's a breaking ball outside. Saturday's game is at 5:05 p.m. And then the final game of the series and homestand is the day game Sunday at 1:35. Here's a swing and a line shot by Perez into left. There's a base hit. His first hit of the night, Miguel Perez sharply singles to left field. And the Red Ears have their third hit of the game, and it's a leadoff single in the bottom of the fifth. Nice at bat for the young outfielder, recently brought in from extended spring training. Now Eric Mejia will be the batter. He's reached down an error and walked, so 0-for-1 with a run scored. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch grounded foul, first base side. Right here is trying to rally, score some runs. You know who had no difficulty whatsoever scoring runs today? The Cincinnati Reds. They had a day game at home against the Cubs today, and they hung a 1-1 pitch is popped up foul and into the seats on the third base side right in front of the booth. One ball, two strikes now to Mejia. Cincinnati scored 20 runs on 20 hits and beat the Cubs today 20-5. One, two pitch is up high for a ball. Kyle Farmer for the Cubs went 4-for-4 with two homers and five runs batted in. Nick Senzel had four hits. Here's a swing and a grounder to the shortstop, Allen. Could be two. They throw it to second for one. On to first for two. A double play. Mejia grounds into a double play. Because they were shifting him, this was a 6-5-3 double play. As the shortstop fielded it on the right side of the bag, went to the third baseman covering second, who then relayed it to first. So two away, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. And the pitch is out. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 to McCoy. Kyle Farmer in that Reds game went 4-for-4 with two homers and five runs batted in. And he also had a sacrifice bunt. So here's one in for a strike. And the sacrifice bunt was very early in the game, of course. It's not too often you see a guy go 4-for-4 with two homers and also have a sacrifice bunt in the game. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and McCoy goes down swinging, and that does it for Tacoma at the bottom of the fifth inning. Strikeout number four for Adam Aller. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go to the sixth inning, Las Vegas 5.
Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric
specialists by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the sixth inning of play here in Tacoma. Las Vegas leading the Raiders 5-2. And a new pitcher is into the ball game for the Raiders. Left-hander Kyle Bird takes over on the mound. He's on in relief of Connor Wade. Wade went five innings, allowed five hits, five runs all earned, walked one, struck out four. The three-run shot by Dalton Kelly and the two-run homer by Jonah Bride. So Bird is in from the pen. His 12th appearance for Tacoma, spanning 11 and a third innings. Has 13 strikeouts and 8 walks. He'll face Vimeo Machine to lead things off. And the pitch from Bird is on its way. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Bird getting ahead of the count right away. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2. Check swing on a pitch down low. Did he go? No, says third baseman Jose Navas. Count is 1-2. Now Bird's ready. And the 1-2 pitch. Down and in for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Vimeo Machine, and Bird throws, and this one's fouled straight back. I guess it's worth noting because of the weather that since we got through five full innings, this is now an official game. Should there be any other stoppages that prevent us from finishing tonight, the score would be final. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes out of the top of the sixth inning. So Kyle Bird strikes out the first batter he faces. And now Matt Davidson will be the batter. Davidson is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is swung on and popped up a mile high on the left side. Blandino, the shortstop, backpedaling on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. Two men are gone at the top of the sixth. So Davidson pops up to Blandino. And now Austin Allen will be the hitter. Hey. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. A 1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Austin Allen. And the pitch is looped to the left side and threw into left field, a base hit, a soft liner through the mostly vacant left side of the infield. And Allen goes the other way against the shift. Rainiers had three infielders on the right side and one on the left side, and Allen hit it that way. So he has a two-out single, and now Nate Mondu is the batter. Aviators lead 5-2. We're in the top of the sixth inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming from Bird. And it's grounded up the middle, and it is fielded by the shortstop, Blandino, who throws to first for the out. Bird kind of waved at that ball and didn't field it. He missed it, which was for the best, because Blandino was able to make the play up the middle. Mondu grounds out to shortstop. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jose, how much longer till this dough is ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth inning, it is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Rainiers with their 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up here in the sixth inning against Adam Aller. Jared Kelnick stands in, and the pitch from Aller is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Kelnick's 1-for-2 in this game with a single and a run scored. Also has a stolen base. Now the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 1-1. We'll check out our Seattle Mariner Farm Report while the Rainiers hit here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll start with the AA Arkansas. Farm Report is on last night's games, and last night Arkansas was shut out by Amarillo 2-0 in the Texas League. So here's one down and in for a ball. They had a great start, though. Taylor Dollard has been one of the top starting pitchers in all of minor league ball in ERA, a 0.99 ERA. Yesterday, he allowed one run in 7 innings and lost. As here's a swing and a foul out of play. The Arkansas squad has struggled on offense this year. And Dollard, despite having a 0.99 ERA, has a losing record of 1 win and 2 losses. And he's pitched a good number of innings, too. 2-2 pitch is fouled away. Still 2-2. Doesn't get any run support and got zero yesterday. As the Mariners double-A team was shut out by Arizona Diamondbacks pitching prospect Brandon Pfaat. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the first out of the sixth inning. Celtic goes down swinging. It's either Pfaat or Pfaat. But the it's with a P. P-F-A-A-D-T. I think that's Pfaat or Pfaat. I don't know. Anyway, he played. And he shut out the Mariners' double-A team last night. Pitch to O'Keefe is grounded to short, fielded by Allen, and he's got plenty of time to throw out O'Keefe at first base, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Zach Greene will now be the batter as Adam Haller has retired 9 of the last 10 Tacoma hitters. At the Class A levels, Advanced Class A Everett lost at Spokane last night 6-5. Alberto Rodriguez had three hits, though. And then Loy Modesto lost also. San Jose beat him 7-6, the San Jose Giants. Series went outside to Green. But they had a home run from Ben Ramirez, a two-run homer yesterday, his fourth for Modesto. Ramirez spent a little time filling in for Tacoma and hit his first Triple-A home run here off the scoreboard in right center back in April. Ramirez hitting 279 with four homers for Modesto. Here's a swing and a miss. That's a strike to Zach Greene. 1-2 the count now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. And Greene goes down swinging. And Adam Haller takes care of the Rainiers in a hurry in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh with the score. Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Wins comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Rainiers bring in their third pitcher of the game. Austin Warner is in from the bullpen. Warner appearing in his 12th game, 0-2 with a 9.95 ERA in 19 innings of work. Kyle Bird worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit, striking out one. Well, Jonah Bride will start things off, the right-hand hitting corner infielder and occasional catcher. Has two hits in this game, including his first AAA homer back in the fourth inning. He's in just his second game at this level. And he takes a pitch up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next delivery. is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and Perez is there, and he makes the catch. So one man is out, Bride Flyfield. And now Vince Fernandez will be the batter. He's one for two with a single. Warner is into his motion of the pitch. Is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's a strike, one and one. One pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. 91 on the gun. And Warner's ahead of the count. One ball, two strikes. And this pitch is fouled back to the screen. Still one and two. One 2 pitch is hit in the air towards center field. Dan Kelnick lines it up and makes the catch. Kind of a liner to center field. Off the bat of Fernandez, and two men are gone in the top of the seventh inning. And that will bring Dalton Kelly to the plate. Kelly's one for two with a three-run homer. And the pitch is up and in for a ball. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Now this one is hit in the air down the left field line. It goes foul and out of play. Now foul back. Two and two the count. And Warner into his motion of the pitch is a breaking ball outside, and the count is now full, 3-2 to Kelly. With Nick Allen on deck. And the payoff is a swing and a bouncer foul. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2 again is high, ball four. So a two-out walk drawn by Dalton Kelly. And now Nick Allen will be the batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Well, we got a late start here because of a 43-minute rain delay prior to first pitch. I'm not sure if they had a rain delay or just played a marathon in Chicago tonight. As here's a toss to first, and back in is Kelly. But the Red Sox and White Sox outside of Chicago, where it's 11:15. 1-0 pitch. High for a ball, 2-0. And there may have been no delay because the two teams scored a lot of runs, 23 of them, with the Red Sox scoring 16 and winning it 16-7. Here's a grounder up the middle. That's fielded by the second baseman, McCoy. He just takes it himself to the second base bag for the force out on Dalton Kelly. That ends the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, and Vegas leads the Red Ears 5-2. But the Red Ears are into the Vegas bullpen. Maybe that'll help a comeback bid. The starter, Adam Aller, is done. And in from the pen to do the pitching now is Kirby Sneed. Aller went 6 innings, allowed 3 hits and 2 runs, only 1 earned. He walked 3, struck out 6. And he gives way to the left-hander Sneed, who is appearing in just his second minor league game of the year. He's been in the big leagues with Oakland, and the lefty's first pitch to Andrew Knapp is in there for a strike. Sneed's pitched in 14 games out of the Oakland A's bullpen and was just recently optioned back to AAA Las Vegas. 0-1 pitch to Knapp is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Need a long-haired lefty is ready, and the 0-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Sneed made his big league debut with the Toronto Blue Jays last year, was traded to the Oakland A's in the Matt Chapman deal, one of several players acquired by Oakland in that trade. Next pitch is grounded foul, third base side. Sneed's from Florida, grew up in the state, and then played college baseball at the University of Florida and drafted in 2016. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Knapp goes down swinging, and one man is out at the bottom. Now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson's grounded out twice in the infield today, once to shortstop and once to second. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. O-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 0-2. Rainiers with just 3 hits tonight, all singles. They had only 4 hits last night. Had 9 hits and 7 runs in the series opener on Tuesday. Here's the 0-2 to Marcus Wilson. And it is fouled out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. O-2 coming. And it is down low for a ball. 1-2. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Wilson is struck out, and Kirby Snead strikes out the first two batters he faces upon entering the game, getting both Knapp and Wilson. And now Alex Blandino is the batter. It's a breaking ball there from Snead. Blandino has grounded out and struck out. He's 0 for 2. And there's a slider down and in. Ball one. One 0 pitch. Called a strike. 1-1. Now the 1-1 is outside. Two balls, one strike. And here's one inside. 94 on the left-hander's fastball, but he missed inside. Three balls, one strike, the count to Blandino with Miguel Perez on deck. Three-one pitch is swung on, grounded right to short, fielded by Allen, and he throws in the dirt to first, but it's dug out by Bride for the putout, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. The Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the seventh inning, and we head to the eighth with the score remaining. Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the base or favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Red Ears to work the top of the eighth inning. Freshly returned from his major league debut, it's left-hander Danny Young. So Young comes in from the bullpen. And Young is on in relief of Austin Warner, who worked a scoreless inning. Without allowing a hit, Warner walked one and did not strike out anybody. So Danny Young in from the pen. Pitched in two games for Seattle, 3 2/3 innings. Allowed three runs, no decisions. He's ready to work on McKinney, and the first pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. We just saw Kirby Snead pitch a scoreless inning in relief for Las Vegas, and now Danny Young comes in for the Rainiers. These two guys were teammates at the University of Florida. Here's the next pitch inside to McKinney. One ball, one strike. Now Young with his 1-1 pitch on its way. And that's a fastball called a strike, and the count's 1-2. Young ready with the 1-2 pitch. And it's outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two coming. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, and Young fans McKinney. And there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. So McKinney, 1-for-4 today, finally starting to make some outs. And now Vimeo Machine will be the batter. Machine's 0-for-3. Another left versus left situation for Danny Young. And Machine bunts it, third base side, and it's charged and picked up by Mejia. His throw to first is not in time. Machine with a bunt single. So he's on with one out, reaching on the bunt. Hit number 7 for the Aviators. And now Matt Davidson is the batter. This is Young's 10th appearance for Tacoma this year. And he throws a fastball in for a strike to Davidson, 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a foul back there, strike two. So Young ahead in the count. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and chopped towards the second baseman, McCoy, who touches the bag for one, throws to first, and it is in time for two, the double play. And that closes out the top of the eighth inning. Seen a lot of double plays in this game, and this one finishes off the top of the eighth. No runs on a hit and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? Woo-hoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. And Miguel Perez will lead things off for the Red Ears at the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Kirby Snead pitched a 3-up, 3-down, 2 strikeouts, seventh inning, and he's remaining in the game here. Now the next pitch is called a strike. Now the 1-1 pitch is inside, almost hit Perez, but it missed him. The at-bat continues with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. And the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count is even 2-2. On deck, Eric Mejia. The 2-2 from Snead is a slider for a called strike 3, and down goes Perez. And there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Third strikeout for Kirby Snead. Here comes Eric Mejia. Mejia walked in the first inning, so he's reached base now in his last 8 games. Looking for his first hit of the game. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 is up and in for a... Swinging a hot one-hopper hit back to the mound, and Snead spears it, and he flips it to first and gets Mejia for the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So 2 down. And Mason McCoy now the batter. McCoy is 0-for-2 with a walk so far. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count to McCoy. And the next one misses. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the 2-0. Swung on, rolled to the shortstop, and that's handled by Nick Allen. His throw to first is wild, and the first baseman, Bride, tries to tag out McCoy, and McCoy goes out of the base path to avoid him, and he is called out by first base umpire Brian Walsh. It'll go in the rule books or in the scorebook as a 6-3 ground out to shortstop. And the Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the eighth inning. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the ninth. Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
On we go to the ninth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. A new pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Cook, takes over on the mound. And he will face Austin Allen, Nate Mondu, and Jonah Pride in the top of the ninth. Trying to keep it right here and see if the Red Ears might be able to rally in the bottom of the ninth. Cook is on in relief of Danny Young, who tossed a scoreless inning, allowing one hit and getting a double play ball with one strikeout. Rainiers have turned three double plays in this game, and Vegas has turned two double plays in this game. So first pitch to Allen is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. In there for a called strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Our Friday night game tomorrow at 7:05 features Justice Sheffield on the mound for the Red Ears against Adrian Martinez. So here's one inside to Allen. And Sheffield had two good starts in Sacramento, one really good one in his most recent outing. The first start, he had two starts of that series. The first one was strong, and then the second one was outstanding. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Austin Allen, and one man is gone in the ninth. Nate Mondu will now be the batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Here comes the 1-0 from Cook. And it's chopped on one big bounce to third. Mejia has it, and he throws to first in time for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the ninth inning. So Mondu bounces out to third baseman Eric Mejia. And now Jonah Bride will be the hitter. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Ears have Kelnick, O'Keefe, and Zach Green due up. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss by Bride. Strike one. Now the pitch is grounded towards the second base bag, fielded by McCoy, the second baseman, and he throws out Bride at first. In that inning, a quick and easy three up, three down, top of the ninth, delivered by Matt Cook. So we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Ears looking to rally with the score. Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Raiders trailing Las Vegas 5-2. And Vegas has brought in a new pitcher to try to close it out. It is the right-hander Domingo Tapia, who spent time with the Raiders and briefly the Mariners last season. They acquired by Las Vegas. This is his seventh game with the Aviators. He has no record at a 3.68 ERA. He pitched in five games last May for Tacoma, got called up by Seattle, pitched in two games for the Mariners, two scoreless innings, and then was designated for assignment, and the Royals claimed him, and he spent the majority of the remainder of the season with Kansas City in the big leagues. Here's his first pitch to Kelnick, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Tapia, 30-year-old righty from the Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jared Kelnick. And it is taken outside for a ball, 2-0. Kelnick's just trying to get on base here, get something started, see if he can spark a rally. ...2-0 pitch coming from Tapia. And it is low, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. A leadoff walk would be a good thing. The Rainiers will take that. Need base runners. Here's the 3-0 from Tapia. And it is high and away, ball four. And Kelnick does draw the leadoff walk. So he heads down to first base. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 0 for 2 with a walk and an RBI. He didn't get an RBI. He hit into a double play that brought in a run in the third, the Rainiers' most recent run. Rainiers have had only one hit since the third inning and none since the fifth. And the pitch to O'Keefe is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. The Aviators leading 5-2. Tacoma, suddenly, these last 2 days have had trouble getting hits. Four hits yesterday and only three today. The 0-1 pitch is popped up on the first base side and it's playable. Calling off Bride is the second baseman, Mondu, and he makes the catch in foul territory. O'Keefe is out and one man is gone at the bottom of the ninth inning. Zach Green now the hitter. Green had an RBI single in the first. He's 1-for-3. Kelnick at first, one out, bottom of the ninth. Domingo Tapia with a pitch, and it is a swing and a foul at the plate there, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. One and one the count. Next pitch. In for a strike, 1-2. And the 1-2 is swung on, broken bat, one hopper that is dropped by the shortstop, Allen, and everybody's going to be safe. My goodness. It was a soft one hopper hit to Nick Allen, but everything was made more difficult because the broken barrel of the bat was flying at Allen, as was the baseball. And he had this ball in his glove for a moment, it seemed, and he reached to maybe make the throw, and it popped out of his glove, and he has been charged with an error. So Green is aboard at first, out at the bottom of the ninth, and don't look now, the Red Ears have the tying run at the plate. Andrew Knapp is the batter, switch hitter, hitting left. He's 0 for 3 today. And the pitch from Tapia is swung out and fouled away. And that is strike one. Knapp is 1 for 12 since joining the Red Ears, but the one hit was a homer. He's a switch hitter, and the one hit was a homer from this side of the plate, the left side. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. 96-mile-per-hour heater from Domingo Tapia. Oh, and two the count. And the pitch is down low for a ball. One and two. Now the next delivery outside. Two and two. They shift Knapp with three infielders on the right side. Only Machine, the third baseman, on the left side. Kelnick leads from second and Zach Green from first. One out, bottom of the ninth. Red Ears trailing 5-2. 2-2 pitch coming from Tapia, and it is a swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 97 on the gun, and two men are gone in the ninth. Well, the Red Ears are down to their last out. They could still tie it with one swing. And Marcus Wilson is the batter. He's been quiet tonight, 0 for 3, two groundouts and a strikeout. Wilson's hit seven homers this year. Right-hand batter. And Tapia with a pitch, and it's a fastball called. Outfield plays Wilson medium deep. Infield shifted to the left side. 0-1 the count to Marcus Wilson. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 now. Kelnick with a small lead at second base. No reason to risk anything at this stage of the game. The 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike, and off-speed pitch from Tapia. And the count moves to 1-2. The old 89-mile-per-hour changeup from Tapia. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is a swing and a foul right off the mask of the catcher, Austin Allen. Seems to be all right. Wilson stays alive. Still one ball, two strikes. Right here's looking for a big hit. Alex Blandino is on deck. Here's the 1-2 to Wilson, and it's a breaking ball that misses up high. And Vegas wants to appeal to first to see if Wilson swung at it or not. He did not. So the count's even, two balls, two strikes. Wilson taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Domingo Tapia. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a change. Wilson has struck out, and that's the ball game. The Las Vegas Aviators win it 5-2, the final score. And Vegas has taken a lead in this going into game four tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Vegas with a couple of homers. That's how they want it tonight. We'll recap the scoring in today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. That's coming up in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online.com.
Well, Vegas wins this one 5-2, the final score today, as they hit a couple of homers with men on base, and that was the key in a game in which there was a lot of good pitching and solid defense, double plays being turned left and right, but the Aviators with those two home runs ends up getting the victory. The Raiders scored first in the first inning against Vegas starter Adam Aller. Eric Mejia drew a leadoff walk with one out. Jared Kelnick bounced into a force out, so he was at first base with two outs in the inning. Kelnick stole second base. Brian O'Keefe drew a walk, and then Zach Greene came up with a big hit. The two-out RBI single to left center. It brought in Kelnick, and the Red Ears were up 1-0 in the first inning. Off to a good start. But that game, the Red Ears wouldn't have that kind of offense over the course of the night as they finished this game with just three hits. Connor Wade started for the Red Ears, pitched six scoreless in his last outing, and in the first two innings, he faced just six batters. We went to the third, still 1-0 Tacoma, but Jonah Bride led off with a flare single down the right field line, and then Vince Fernandez swatted a line drive base hit into right field, putting runners at first and second, and the number nine hitter in the lineup, Dalton Kelly, who does have a lot of power, connected, and he launched a three-run homer to right field, and just like that, Vegas was ahead 3-1 on Kelly's fourth home run of the season. Rainier's got a run back, though, in the bottom of the third, unearned style. Eric Mejia reached on a throwing error by second baseman Nate Mondu. Then Mason McCoy drew a walk, and Jared Kelnick singled to left field, loading the bases with nobody out, a chance for multiple runs, but the Rainier's got only one because Brian O'Keefe grounded into a double play, two, and then Zach Green struck out looking, ending the inning, and the Red Ears were down by one run, 3-2 after three innings of play. The Red Ears had only one hit the rest of the way, a single by Miguel Perez in the fifth inning, and he was immediately erased on a double play grounder. And meanwhile, Vegas added two runs in the fourth inning when Matt Davidson walked, and with two outs, Jonah Bride connected for his first Triple-A home run. Two-run blast to left field that made it 5-2. And from that point on, there was no scoring and no real threats until the bottom of the ninth. Both teams getting really good relief pitching. Aller for Vegas ended up going six innings and allowing just two runs, one earned. And then they got two perfect innings from left-hander Kirby Snead. The Red Ears had single scoreless innings pitched by Kyle Bird, Austin Warner, Danny Young, and Matt Cook. We went to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Ears did threaten against the closer, Domingo Tapia. Kelnick drew a leadoff walk, and with one out, Zach Green reached on an error. Runners were at first and second with one away, tying run at the plate. But Tapia struck out Andrew Knapp and Marcus Wilson back-to-back to end the game, and Vegas had the victory, 5-2, the final score. Here are the final totals for the Aviators, 5 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 2 on base. Tacoma scores 2 runs on 3 hits, makes no errors, leaves 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Adam Aller. He's 3-0. Save to Tapia, his first. Connor Wade takes the loss. He's 1-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 6 minutes, not including the 43-minute rain delay we had prior to first pitch. And attendance, 3,604. With the win, the Aviators are now 3 games over .500 at 24-21. And the Red Ears fall to 16-29. Game 4 of this series is tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma against Adrian Martinez of Las Vegas, and we'll be on the air with our pregame show starting at 6:55. Vegas wins it 5-2. Stick around. We'll check out the...
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Red Ears fall to Las Vegas, 5-2 the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. No Mariners game today, so we don't have to do that. Let's go right into the American League. Yankees beat Tampa Bay 7-2, the final score, as Nestor Cortes carried a 3-hit shutout into the ninth inning. He's been one of the big surprises in the Major Leagues this year. Picked up his 4th win against just 1 loss as the Yankees beat Tampa. The Tigers defeat the Cleveland Guardians 4-3. Miguel Cabrera with a game-winning walk-off RBI single at the bottom of the ninth inning, his 3rd hit of the game. A strong start from the Tigers' Tarek Skubal from Seattle U, allowed 3 runs over 7 innings. He's really been good for Detroit this season, but their team's struggling. Even with a win today, they're just 15-28 on the year. Royals edge the Twins in Minnesota 3-2. This was a comeback win. They were trailing 2-0 going to the eighth, and at the top of the eighth, the Royals scored 3 runs to win it. Whit Merrifield hit the 2-run double to tie, and then he scored on Bobby Witt Jr.'s RBI single. So it's in Minnesota. And then the Red Sox just blasted the White Sox on the south side 16-7 as the Mariners got Trevor Story hot. He's still going. He had 2 hits today, including a homer, and drove in 4 runs. Alex Verdugo had 4 hits and drove in 3, and the Red Sox had 19 hits as a team, and they just coasted to the win over the White Sox today. And they just went final in Anaheim. Blue Jays beat the Angels 6-3. They beat Ohtani, and they did so with a long ball. George Springer homered early in the game. Danny Jansen and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. also went deep, and the Blue Jays win in Orange County. Oakland and Texas also just went final in Oakland. The Rangers beat the A's 4-1 behind the rejuvenated Martin Perez, who allowed just 1 run in 7 innings. Although he got no decision, they won the game in the late innings as Nate Lau homered for the Rangers. In the National League today, the Reds who were just abysmal at the start of the year but have been playing better recently. They're starting to feel it, I guess. Today they scored 20 runs on 20 hits, and they beat the Cubs 20-5. Kyle Farmer led the way. He was 4-for-4 with 2 homers and 5 runs batted in. Nick Senzel had 4 hits as well, as the Reds just ripped up the Cubs today. Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 14-1 in Arizona, and the Dodgers had 24 hits today. Freddie Freeman 4-for-5 with 2 doubles and a homer and 5 runs batted in. Former Rainier Chris Taylor, single, double, homer, 3 runs batted in. Dodgers had a fun time today in Arizona. The Washington Nationals hold off the Colorado Rockies 7-3. Patrick Corbin ended a 10-start winless streak by pitching into the 7th inning. He picked up his first win of the year. He's 1-7 this year. He had not won a game since last September as the Nats beat the Rocks. And the Phillies down the Braves 4-1 behind the bat out into the 9th inning. Struck out 10, got his second win of the year. JT Realmuto with his 3rd home run. And the Brewers beat the Cardinals 4-3 in St. Louis as Josh Hader closed out the victory. Got out of a jam in the 9th to get the save. And Hader has had 37 straight scoreless appearances for the Brewers out of the bullpen. Just insane. Milwaukee beats St. Louis 4-3. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. Vegas beats the Red Ears 5-2. We'll be back with more after this.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, Vegas wins it 5-2, the final score. The Red Ears won the first game of this series, scoring 7 runs when they hit 2 3-run homers and a solo shot. And Vegas did a little bit of a briefer version of the same thing today, scoring all 5 of their runs on homers with just 2, but it was a 3-run homer and a 2-run homer. They came early in the game, and their pitching was outstanding today. And the Rainiers had just 3 hits, and Vegas takes it 5-2, the final score. Other finals from around the Pacific Coast League. Albuquerque defeated Round Rock 5-3 in New Mexico. Tim Lopes with a home run. Sugar Land shuts out El Paso 7-0 behind Matt Brown, the Houston Astros top pitching prospect. And Lewis Brinson hit a pair of bombs for Sugar Land. Salt Lake defeats Sacramento 7-3 behind Cesar Valdez, who is now tied for the league lead and wins with 5. Dylan Thomas with a homer for the Bees. Salt Lake is 5 games over 500 for the first time since the tail end of the 2018 season. Bees also continue to lead the league in ERA. They've been really good this year. And then Reno and Oklahoma City played their double dip today, and one game went to 8 innings. They're only supposed to play 7, but they were tied 2-2, and then Reno scored twice at the top of the 8th, so they won that game 4-2 as Stone Garrett hit his 12th home run for the Aces. And then Reno won the second game 9-0 as they pitched a 3-hit shutout in game 2 behind the lefty Tommy Henry. So Reno sweeps Oklahoma City, and they are a couple games over 500 now. Well, the Red Ears will try to even up this series tomorrow night at 7:05. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma. He's been really good in his last 2 outings, both of which came at Sacramento. We'll see if he can bring that success home for a good start tomorrow night against a Vegas club that's going to be starting Adrian Martinez. Martinez 0-2 with a 7.61 ERA. That's tomorrow night at 7:05. Pregame show starts at 6:55. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, our final score tonight from Cheney Stadium is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Have a great night.